morning and welcome, everyone. We're pleased today to host the webcast regarding NBC Universal. Regarding the materials for this webcast, we issued the press release earlier this morning, and the presentation slides are available via the webcast. Slides are also available for download and printing on our website at www.ge.com/investor. We'll all have time at the end for some Q&A. As always, elements of this presentation are forward-looking and are based on our best view of the world and our businesses as we see them today. Those elements can change as the world changes. Please interpret them in that light. For today's webcast, we have our Chairman and CEO, Jeff Immelt, our Vice Chairman and CFO, Keith Sharon, and President and CEO of NBC Universal, Jeff Zucker. Now I'd like to turn it over to our Chairman and CEO, Jeff Immelt.
Great, Trevor. Thanks. Good morning, everyone. We're having a call this morning to, I guess, confirm what most of you have been reading about for the last 60 days. Just as an overview, you know, we really do believe we're in a new economy, that the economy has been reset. The environment is really different coming through this cycle than it's been in the past. And we think in that context, GE is going to have many strategic opportunities to invest as part of this reset world. NBCU is a good business that's generated strong returns, 11% returns for GE shareholders over the past two decades. We've continued to evolve NBCU into cable and parks and movies, digital content, global distribution. We've always grown NBCU based on the dynamics of the media competition. I think it's time to do that again. Really what we're announcing today, if you think in the context of NBC, we went from 100% of NBC to 80% when we merged with Universal in 2003. This takes the 80% down to 49% as we merge with Comcast, and it really creates a more competitive and valuable media enterprise. We think this new company will be a leader in cable and digital content, and it's going to offer better service for consumers and advertisers. We think ultimately the GE investors win in two ways. By owning 49%, GE is going to benefit by future growth from NewCo, and we think Comcast will be a great partner and our interests are aligned. At the same time, we have the opportunity to redeploy $8 billion of cash back into a high-returning global infrastructure business. Again, we believe there's going to be multiple investment opportunities with attractive returns, and we think that we can put our capital into the businesses that most fully utilize GE's core strengths. So we think this is the right deal at the right time for our shareholders. And with that, I'll turn over to Jeff Zucker to really talk about what NewCo looks like.
Thank you, Jeff. So the new company is really an incredibly strong media company that's focused primarily on cable networks. The NBC Universal of today was valued in this deal at $30 billion. That, of course, is the two broadcast networks, NBC and Telemundo, and a very strong suite of cable assets led by USA and CNBC, and then, of course, Universal Pictures and our theme parks as well. What happens today is that NBC Universal, valued at $30 billion, gets put together with the Comcast entertainment businesses, which today have been valued at $7.25 billion. Those businesses are a suite of five national cable channels led by E! And the Golf Channel and Versus, 10 regional sports networks around the country, and then several digital assets, including Fandango and Daily Candy. I think the combination of what exists today with NBC Universal and the Comcast business gives us an incredibly exciting, expanded cable offering. In the new company, 80% of the new company's operating profit will come from those cable businesses, and it really shows you what the key to that company is. It also gives us an opportunity to create new offerings in several key segments. If you think about our move into women's programming, especially at Bravo and Oxygen, and you think about E! And Style going forward, iVillage and Daily Candy, the women's portfolio becomes even that more exciting. And you think about the opportunities in sports. You think about what we've done at NBC Universal on the news side, on the broadcast, cable, and digital side. The opportunity now to do that on the sports side, I think, is a real real exciting possibility of this. And then, frankly, this deal will also give us a larger Internet presence, additional capabilities through the combination of NBC Universal's digital assets and Comcast assets. If the future of media is cable, digital, and global, this combination serves all three.
Next is the deal terms, and I'm just going to cover the key terms as they've been widely reported, as Jeff mentioned earlier. We are forming a joint venture combining all of NBC Universal with Comcast content and Internet assets. Comcast will own 51% and will own 49% after we form this venture. You saw the valuations on the asset contributions. The JV will raise $9.1 billion of debt, and the proceeds will be distributed to GE at closing. In addition, Comcast will pay about $6.5 billion of cash to closing. The amount only depends on the cash that the NBC Universal generates between signing and closing, which other than the Vivendi dividend will be left in NBCU and then split 51% to Comcast and 49% to GE. So that's why there's an adjustment here. There is no formula or adjustment based on NBC's performance in this deal. We have $8 billion of net proceeds after the Vivendi buyout, and we are going to pay down the existing NBCU debt of around $1.7 billion, a little under that. Vivendi, we have reached agreement with as well. We're going to buy them out at $5.8 billion. And in the event the deal doesn't close by September of 2010, we have committed, GE has committed to provide Vivendi with $2 billion of liquidity by the end of September 2010. And we've also committed to support their dividend that they expect to get out of NBC Universal. The remaining 49% is 49% of a larger entity. The equity value at formation is somewhere around $14 billion. That can be monetized 50% in year four and 50% after year seven. There's a formula for redemption, which includes a 20% premium to the public market value, and then there's a 50% sharing of upside. Upside is appreciation from the deal formation value on the 49% of around $14 billion. Upside from that point is shared 50-50. So Comcast, the way the redemption works is first, if we do decide to redeem our shares to the venture, the first step is that the venture will lever itself up again up to 2.75 times EBITDA. We will take that cash and redeem shares. And to the extent the venture doesn't have enough capacity, either cash or debt capacity, to fully redeem that stake up to 50% in the first put in year three and a half, then we have a backstop at Comcast for half of the $5.75 billion. You know, the structure's it's highly structured. We get cash up front. We have a big stake that we benefit as the appreciation occurs over time as we get the synergies and growth, and we have several paths to exit over time. The next page is the deal economics. On the left side are just the proceeds at closing. You can see the $9 billion from the debt. This is committed debt. We have been to the rating agencies. We have an indication of a strong investment-grade rating. That will get rated, obviously, when the debt is ready to be issued. The cash from Comcast, we're using the $6.5 billion here. So gross proceeds of $15.6 less the Vivendi buyout, less the external debt and the M&A deal fees get you about $8 billion at cash at closing. On the right side is another view of the deal in terms of the value to GE. The NBCU valuation contributes $30 billion. Less an estimate of about 40% of the cash between signing and closing. That's the amount that will be left in the business and go to Comcast. So that's $600 million today in the estimate. Less the Vivendi buyout means that we're realizing about $23.6 billion of value for our 80% stake in NBC Universal. After closing, we'll own 49% of the larger NBCU, so the cash that we get up front is about $10 billion. We're paying down the debt and the deal fees, and then we'll have a stake that's worth about $14 billion that we'll be able to monetize over time. We don't expect a lot of dilution in 2010. I think, you know, our estimate is this is going to take 9 to 12 months for regulatory approval. We're fully prepared to work through that. And then we expect a small after-tax gain at closing. And our forecast today would be about 5 cents of dilution for 2011. Remember, we're going to own 49% of a larger entity, and then partially be offset by the leverage that's in the entity. So we expect about 5 cents before any redeployment of cash proceeds, and Jeff's going to cover that. So we do have a lot of approvals, the FCC, either the DOJ or the FTC, and several international approvals, and we're prepared to work through that process with Comcast over the next 9 to 12 months. So let me turn it back to Jeff.
Great, Keith, thanks. On the next page, you know, we just want to give you a way and some context to think about the strategic opportunities for the company. On the left-hand side, just takes you through the cash flexibility and the cash at the parent that's going to be available over the next, you know, between now and the end of 2010. You know, when this year, you know, again, our CFOA performance is very strong. We'll end this year between $7 and $8 billion of cash at the GE parent at the end of 2009. And then if you just say in 2010, we'll review some of the details of this in a couple weeks, but our Industrial CFOA is going to be somewhere between $13 and $15 billion next year. The divestitures we've announced in security and NBCU add another $10 billion. Current dividend is $4 billion. CapEx is around $3 billion. So in 2010, we'll have available cash of somewhere between $16 and $18 billion. You add that to the 2009 amount of $7 to $8 billion. And so, you know, as we evolve in 2010, we'll have somewhere between $23 and $26 billion of cash available to redeploy, let's say, at the GE parent. So that's the cash piece. And then if you then say, okay, what's the operating environment going to be like, and how to think about it? We're going to have a meeting with Mike Neal next week. You're going to see the GE capital balance sheet and funding is very strong, and operating parameters are improving as we look at 2010. The infrastructure business model, we'll review this at the meeting later in December, but the infrastructure business model has proven its value during the recession. We're well positioned for the future. We've got lots of new products. We're growing our service revenues. The global position is strong, particularly in emerging markets. We've got cost out. We've got multiple organic opportunities. We've got inorganic opportunities. So this model is very attractive. That, you know, we expect to see multiple opportunities to redeploy capital at attractive returns in this cycle. And the company is positioned to experience solid growth, solid EPS growth in 2011, even with dilution from NBC Universal. So when you think about the priorities for the company in terms of investing this cash that we've got, you know, I'd say the priorities are to invest in infrastructure growth, to continue to strengthen JEX, and what Mike will show you next week is based on our earnings profile for 2010. You know, we might want to put another $2 billion into GE Capital in the first quarter of 2011 as part of the income maintenance agreement. But I think we're really kind of circling around the $2 billion mark. For how we think about what that investment will be, we can return cash to investors, and we know the mechanisms to do that. And in 2011, we've got the preferred debt instrument that matures, and that also will be a priority as we think about the company going forward. So, look, I think we can be patient. We've got a very strong business model. I think GE Capital is really the operating parameters are improving, and we just think this gives us tremendous flexibility at exactly the right moment in time to think about the company going forward. So the last thing I just want to go through is just, how do you think about GE going forward? You know, I think there's a clearly defined set of skills. You know, our technology breadth and depth, the tremendous global brand and global distribution footprint that we've got, this incredible installed base and services growth, the financial strength of productivity, cycle time, risk management, and leadership development really applied to a more simplified portfolio of high-tech infrastructure, leadership franchises, a very strong financial service business, and then layer on top of that some common growth initiatives on accelerating the introduction of high-tech new products, driving services into more software and solutions, really accelerating growth in emerging markets, all the things we're doing on eco-imagination and health imagination and solving these big problems, and continue to invest in our organic capability of selling, engineering, manufacturing, the key strengths of the company going forward. So I think this just gives us lots of capital flexibility to apply to a leadership portfolio at exactly the right moment in time, and at the same time recognize value on NBC Universal through this merger going forward. And so we think this is a great move for the company. So with that, Trevor, I'll turn it over to you, and let's take some questions.
Great. Thanks, Jeff, Keith, and Jeff. We will take your questions now. Noelle, let's go straight to the group.